All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Downtown East Streetcar Sewer Public Infrastructure District. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. Today is December 23rd. It's 1:38 p.m. We do have a quorum of the board. So for our call to order, if we could get everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and the record. We'll start with the board. Steve, your chair, you want to start?
Steve Bora.
Bryce Baker.
Glenn Gersberger.
Brandon Blazer.
Jason Algaz.
Arthur Woodbury.
Matt Entz with Snow Jensen and Reese District Council.
And David Hutchison with CLA.
And I show Matt Menlove. Who is Matt?
So Matt Menlove, I represent the Utopia on Main. Mark Menlove is my brother. I think he might be listed one. And I just saw this on my calendar, so I hopped on. But if I'm not supposed to be on, I'm happy to hop.
Nope. This is a public meeting. You're more than welcome to participate. So thanks for being with us, Matt.
Yep.
All right, that's everyone I show now. Christy, do we have anyone there at the anchor location?
No.
Okay. Matt, would you like to give any public comment, or are you just here to listen?
Just here to listen.
Okay, great. All right, we'll move then to our minutes. Board, we sent out the minutes for the previous our last board meeting was in March, and then we had a scheduled meeting a couple weeks ago is when we sent out the minutes. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
I have.
Yes.
Okay. All right. With that then, Steve, I need a motion to approve those minutes.
I motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting in March.
Thanks, Steve.
Second it.
Who was the second? Sorry.
Bryce Baker.
Okay. Thanks, Bryce. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. That's unanimous. All right. I'm going to quit sharing. Let David from CLA. And again, we're going to cover first, second, and third financials, as well as go through the tentative budget for 2025. So, David. Okay.
So quick question. Do you want to cover each quarter, or do you want to just cover Q3 where it's incorporated all three quarters into that one financial statement? I have them all up. If
what's your preference, board?
Third quarter is fine for me. If we need to go back, we can.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I have them all three up in case we do need to touch base on them. But for now, going to September 30th, 2024, balance sheet for the governmental funds, Downtown East Streetcar Sewer PID number one. In the general fund, we have a UMB admin fund of $266,180 rounded. In the debt service fund, we have a bond fund of $2,758,616. And in the surplus fund, $3,021,501 rounded. And then we have a receivable from the county treasurer of $407,444. Capital projects fund, we have in the project fund, $16,446,399 rounded. And in the subordinate project fund, $2,497,476. And as of September 30th, we had accounts payable consisting of $1,847 rounded. Going on to the general fund statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances, we have had interest income to date of $10,555 rounded. And $26,607 of expenditures of the $52,000 budgeted for the year. transfers from other funds, $7,000, and transfers to other funds, $1,584, giving us an ending fund balance of $264,333. Any questions, comments, or concerns there? Okay. I'll move on to the debt service fund. Statement of our schedule of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances. We have interest income to date of $238,027. We have the $188,000 of property taxes budgeted that we'll see that in Q4. Paying agent fees of $7,000 and bond interest payments of $1,733,588 rounded. And then transfers to other funds of $7,000. That gives us an ending fund balance of $5,968,164. And in the capital projects fund, schedule of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances, we have interest income $715,976, engineering costs of $16,003 rounded, and capital outlay of $174,037 rounded, and then the transfers to other funds of $1,584, an ending fund balance of $843,875 rounded. Any questions on those last two funds?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Let me turn that back to you for the time being, Matt.
Did you show did you show the surplus fund? Did I miss that?
Surplus, as far as the balance sheet amounts, there is surplus fund in the debt service has.
I'm with you. Okay. Yep.
Okay. Sorry, that it makes it a little bit confusing sometimes because you have the general fund, debt service fund, capital projects fund, but then within each fund, you have these bond funds, surplus fund, project fund, and so forth.
Okay, board. So what we need then would be to accept the financial statements as presented from CLA. That would be the motion that I would need.
And do we need to say all three quarters?
Yeah, or we can just say as you presented, which all three would be included. So included,
correct. Okay.
This is Steve. I motion to accept the financial statements as presented, which is inclusive of the full year, the prior quarters for this year as well.
Thanks, Steve.
This is Bryce. I second that motion.
Thanks, Bryce. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Now we'll move on to the tentative budget. So, David?
Okay. For the tentative budget, I like to start in the general fund and then we can work back to the summary just to make it a little bit simpler. And so in the general fund, is that big enough for everyone, first of all, I guess? Or okay.
Yes.
All right. So we have a starting balance, our beginning balance of $285,801 interest income estimated for the remaining portion of the year for 24, 14,000. We, as of 9:30, we have the 10,555. Anticipated expenditures, we have budgeted or estimated 48,000 of the total 52 that was budgeted, and transfers out of 7,000. So for 2025, interest income, or I guess carrying forward that estimated balance to the beginning balance, 246,000, 9,500 of estimated interest income in the general fund, and that would and then transfers from other funds for the property taxes, the administrative carve out, $53,060, and that would be there to cover the administrative costs or expenses budgeted of a total of $53,060, broken out between the accounting, auditing, insurance, legal, and miscellaneous costs, and would give us an ending fund balance of $255,885. Any questions, concerns, or comments in the general fund?
Remind me what account you're transferring money from to cover these administrative expenses?
This will come from the debt service fund. When property taxes are received in the year, then they're received in the debt service fund because most of it is applied towards debt service. And then there's a small portion that's budgeted to be transferred to the general fund, and that started at 50,000 in the first year and then goes up 2% per year. And so that we'll see that in the debt service here as a transfer out. Any other questions?
Oh, yeah, Steve, we just take it out of the property taxes and then the rest goes to the trustee.
Okay. Thanks for the question, though. Okay, let me jump over to that debt service fund. And there is that transfer that we're seeing, but that is part of the estimated $219,397 of property taxes that will be a revenue to the district in the current year and then applied towards the following year for those expenses. So with that, interest income for the current year, we're estimating $317,000, adding that to the $7,463,000 of beginning fund balances. Bond interest payment of $1,733,000 plus the $7,000 of paying agent fees. And then that would give us an ending fund balance of $6,047,000. $136 to carry over into the next year. At the bottom here, we have our capitalized interest and surplus funds. Capitalized interest was used to pay. So these are the 23 actuals, paid the $1,733,000. And then the following year for 2025, we have budgeted that other $1,733,000 to be pulled from here to get us an ending balance of capitalized interest of $900,502. Going back up, sorry, jumping around a little bit here, but estimated beginning balance, $6,047,136. The property taxes, we mentioned $219,000. Interest income, we've budgeted an estimate of $225,000. That's generally a fairly conservative estimate so that we don't budget too much money. And then, let's see, bond interest. We talked about that, $1,700,000, $7,000 of paying agent fees, the transfer out to give us an ending fund balance of $4,697,885. Any questions in the debt service fund?
The property tax revenue estimate, can you tell us more? It looks like you're just assuming the same as last year.
So, yeah, we haven't budgeted for the amount that will come in It starts coming in November or being received by the county in November, and then they will start distributing it in December. Based on that quick turnaround, we try to apply it all, being that this is a calendar year end. It gets applied into the following year most of the time.
Gotcha.
And so, yeah, that's just kind of it's weird.
So the 188 is the prior year. You're assuming it's going to 219. If I'm looking at it you know, from an annual increase base perspective. Is that right?
So in 2024, I guess.
I'm looking at 2023 actual.
2023 actual was this amount, and we had budgeted that in that original budget. And then we decided it would be a better presentation if we could show it as, yes, this is going to be revenue to the district in 2024 based on accrual basis.
Gotcha.
But since it's going to be applied to the following year, we're reversing that out here and moving it over to here. And then this was pulled off of the taxrates.utah.gov website. So those are the estimates that the county had posted on their site.
So the 2025 budget assumes the 2024 assessed values.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, Steve, we won't know until the county assessor has till May 22nd to come up with the 25 values.
Right.
So like David's saying, it's hard if we rely on the 25 numbers for the revenue showing in the budget. So it's easier just to go off last year's, because that's really what we're going to use to in the 25 budget. So we won't know till May 22nd what the assessed values come in, and then what we expect the taxes to come in at, the revenues.
Yeah. And then we don't even start seeing that until basically December anyway. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions here on debt service? Okay. Moving on to Capital Projects Fund. We had originally estimated that it was all going out just as a basic estimate, but we need your feedback and input on capital outlay of timing. But I think that might also be a question with Matt and his discussion about the city and that. But
I think the short version on that front, David, is we just don't know. I think it's appropriate to assume that it may go out in 2025, but with the understanding that some of it may end up rolling over into the next year as well.
Okay.
I would say, David, let's put it all in. That way we wouldn't have to come back for a budget amendment.
Put it all in as of 25 or as of 24? Yeah. Okay.
Put it in to be expensed in 25. And then that way, if we don't use it, we can come back. Well, we won't have to do a budget amendment.
Okay.
But so, board, if we put it all in and we don't use it, it just rolls into fund balance. So we don't have to worry about, you know, losing anything, or it'll still be there.
Right. So, yeah, we'll keep the 16,000 because that's what was expended so far. We're not anticipating any additional expenditures for 2024. This 19,351, 935 will end up being our ending fund balance to come in here. So we'll have some new interest income estimated. So update that. And then we'll have the 19,351 plus the interest income as capital outlay for 25. And if it doesn't be used, like Michael's saying, we'll just be down here in this fund balance at the end of the year. Does that sound good to you guys?
Yeah, that's
good.
Fine.
Okay.
Yeah, this gets to the question I've asked before. Does the city have the have rights to the interest income in that fund? Is this an answer to that, Michael?
Yeah, no, they don't, because this is the PIDs. This is all the PIDs money.
Well, this shows $950,000 of interest income, and it shows it all going out as a capital outlay, which is more or less to the city. So this is showing interest income distributing.
Okay, I get what you're saying. So the interest would, whatever comes in these funds would have to be used
or
inside of the PID, right? So the city couldn't, you know, move it over to the city's capital projects or anything else. It's got to be used for whatever the PID was and is designed to build, which is the
So that
sewer.
$950,000 can go toward the capital project that
Yes.
the city is spending money on. Okay.
Yes.
That's correct.
Is there some, can we limit it to have it pay back debt service rather than increase the capital outlay?
That was my question.
Matt, you want to?
Yeah, I mean, that's really another form of the same question. And the answer is, we can direct the trustee to do that. And if the city decides it needs that money and wants that money for its capital project, they might object to that, and we'll have to deal with the issue. But I mean, the short answer is, or part of the answer to the question is, the PID was created to do one thing, and that is to build this capital project for the city, right? And so there's, other than, turning the money back to debt service, there's not really anything else that can be done with the funds. And whatever is left over when the city's capital project is done would have to go back to debt service. We just really don't have any good idea at this point what that's going to look like, right? And part of what the discussion has been is that the city is way over budget on their project, way over their original estimates. They're scrambling to try and figure out what to do about that. And we don't know the answer to that yet. In fact, I think the last time we were together in our last aborted board meeting, we talked about this a little bit and reported that the city had been trying to coordinate meetings between us and them and their engineers to talk about the project. That meeting still hasn't happened. It's been pushed back to after the holidays, so probably second week in January. And then hopefully we'll have some more information. But we just don't know at this point. I know they're looking for ways to cut back on their total project costs. Whether they'll be successful or not is still an open question.
Matt, is there an option that the board could create a restricted account, a restricted fund?
I mean, I think the board could voluntarily restrict any of the funds that they wanted to, for an appropriate purpose. But that doesn't still doesn't really, I mean, the ultimate question is whether the city has access to anything beyond just the originally budgeted capital projects fund, right? I mean, that's the question that we're talking about. There's not a definitive answer, and we don't even really know whether that's going to be, we don't know whether that's even going to be a question until we know what their project is ultimately going to cost. So we may not have definitive answers to those questions for a while.
Steve, Arthur, sorry, does that help with your questions?
That's helpful to me. And I really apologize. If I leave the meeting, do we lose the quorum?
We do. So
Do we
what
have?
I need before you leave would be to approve this tentative budget. Then once you leave, we could still have discussions, but what I need is the tentative budget to be approved. So give me just a sec.
Okay.
No, go ahead with.
Oh yeah. So do we need a motion to approve this, subject to the
If.
change of adding all the funds to the current year?
Yes, unless you guys have any other questions.
I don't.
David,
I'd
are
be
you
ready
good
to move
with
that.
your presentation?
Yep, I'm good.
Okay. All right, Arthur, go ahead.
I would move that we approve this budget subject to moving all the available funds into the current year.
Okay, thanks, Arthur.
Steve, a second.
Who was that?
My Brandon Blazer.
Thanks, Brandon. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, one thing, we do need to schedule another board meeting to have the public hearing. We need at least 7 days, so we could do it, say, next Monday, but it would have to be 3 o'clock-ish. So give me a time next week when we can get, hopefully, at least you six back together for another meeting.
We have one on the calendar for 9 a.m., is it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, then, perfect. Christy's got everything ahead. I love it.
Perfect.
Okay. Did you guys want to have any more discussion about kind of the plan going forward? Matt, do you have anything else you want to talk about?
Well, I do just want to ask, and Arthur, if you need to go, certainly don't let us hold you up anymore. But
yeah, and I hate to do this okay. too, this Brandon. Yeah. I've got to jump for 2 o'clock as well.
No, you're Apologies. Good. Do what you need to do.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Arthur.
Thanks, everybody.
Those that are still on, I just wanted to ask before you go. You probably saw my email that I sent out to the board about last week, just about continuing to serve. Appreciate all of you for your service and for being willing to join these meetings. And I just wanted to give you an opportunity if you had any comments or feedback on that. I will report back that I heard back from Ryan Barker. And Ryan said that his company had sold their property to the city, apparently. And so he's no longer wants to participate, no longer has a reason to participate on the board. So at some point we'll have to discuss whether we replace him with someone else from one of the companies already participating, or if we have a couple of board seats that open up, we may even go back to the city and just reduce the number of total board seats. So anyway,
Is that something we can handle next week at the board meeting?
We can talk about it next week. Yep.
A potential reduction in total seats on the board.
We can. Mm-hmm.
Did you hear back from everybody though, or were there some that were unanswered?
Mostly unanswered, but Ryan was one that I heard from.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, we can talk about it more next time as needed. It's just an issue that will continue until we figure out how to address it. So thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So can I get a motion to adjourn then? Would be what I would need.
I move that we adjourn this meeting until next week's scheduled time.
Thanks, Bryce.
Okay.
Thanks, Steve. All those in favor say aye.
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 Great. We're adjourned. Hey, thanks, you guys. Appreciate your help.
Thank you.